What's up, friends? I've got another edition of the Lost Zane Recordings for my time at 107.3 WBBL. All right, here you go. It's a little bit of the full show that happened on the 8th of December. I remember it well. Ben, the producer, this was his first week of producing, you know. Julius and I, the star-studded cast of the Eric Zane Show radio show, with Ben as the producer. And, well, you know, I drop two of these each and every week. Once on Friday, one on Friday, one on Monday, one on Friday. I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. Anyway, check out a little bit of it right here. If you want the full show, you go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Drop $10 or $5 a month. $5 or $10 a month. $10 or $5 a month. I don't know why I'm saying it different. Honestly, I'm ridiculously punchy right now. I'm ready to go night-night. Okay? Anyway, check out the free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
Father of mine, tell me where have you been? You
know, time now to check in with Dad for our segment called Dear Meathead, where we get my dad on the phone, 82 years young, over on the east side of the state. Hi, Dad, how are you?
Hello, son. How are you today?
Very well.
Great. How's your weather?
It's starting to turn. We're actually getting some snow falling right now, and we're probably going to get smacked in the face.
Oh, and we got snow, weather in 20s.
That's the temperature there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting that too, but we're also getting the snow, so it's making things slow on the roads and things like that.
Yeah, but you guys are living in a rich part of the country.
You mean, like, it's a great place to live?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, it's not like everybody here is loaded.
Okay.
Well, Dad, hey, let's start it off by doing this. Let's start off with a phone call, okay?
Because okay.
Now we're starting to get regular people who are waiting on hold to hear you. I hope you're able to hear this phone call. If not, I'll just translate it for you. Say hello to Tom. Hi, Tom.
Hello,
hi,
Tom.
Mr. Meathead. Hi, Eric.
Yeah, buddy. Go ahead.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Mr. Meathead. I was wondering, if you were Santa Claus at the mall and a really fat kid came and sat on your lap, what would you say to him?
I said, kid, you better take it easy on the food.
No. Oh, really?
Hey.
That's funny, Dad. We just had a story about that. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
See you.
Let's go to Jeremy in Saranac. Jeremy, go ahead.
Hey, Meathead.
Hey, Jeremy. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, not too bad. Missed you last week.
Hey, what happened?
Well, there was some confusion with the caller, the guy that screened my call.
Jeremy, shut up. Jeremy, just get to it. We don't need, okay, just get to it.
Hey, you can't talk to him like that.
All right, sorry. I'm a little cranky.
All right, so a person I know is in a big trouble with his relationship. He has a girlfriend who thinks that he's cheating on her constantly. He has proven above and beyond that he's not. It gets so bad that actually when he gets home from work, he actually has to go in the bathroom and pull his pants down so she can sniff his stuff down there because she's so intent that he's cheating on her.
What?
The problem of it is that there's kids involved, and he's not really sure how to exit the relationship because there's kids involved, and he's afraid to go to court and all the nonsense that comes along with it. My question to you is, how should he go about handling this? Is it worth trying to hold on for the kids, or should he separate and make due in court?
Jeremy, thank you. Dad, what do you think about that, about D-Sniffer?
Jeremy, that's like a serious, serious item. I'm just wondering if she really should be hanging around or he should be hanging around. Have they had a conversation to correct the situation?
I don't know. I ended up putting him on hold, or hanging up on him. He's listening on the radio. So just
Here's the deal. I think you got to have a serious conversation with her. Find out if this is going anywhere. If it's not, really, instead of destroying the kids and all that, you might as well just hang it up.
Okay. Dad, Mark writes this. Besides raw ground beef, what are some of your favorite foods, Meathead? Armenian and American.
American food is definitely steak.
Okay.
Armenian food is shish kebab.
Oh, that's not, wait a minute.
Do you guys know what shish kebab is?
Well, it's meat on a skewer, is it not?
Well, the seasoning is what's great. You know, you got to season it properly.
Okay.
He just likes steak in a different form.
Yeah. So wait a minute. Are you saying, so you're saying steak in U.S., steak in Armenia?
No. I'm saying shish. Well, it's not steak. Shish kebab is a little different thing. However, the third item is the greatest thing is the raw meat that they grind it about 3-4 times.
Right.
And actually grinding, put some garlic salt on it and make it in little chunks,
mm-hmm.
and load the bowl with it and set it there on the table. Just help yourself.
Just eat it like an animal, eating raw meat.
Absolutely.
If you
raw meat is the greatest thing. Of course, America's got a little situation.
Yeah.
They put all kinds of crap in their meat.
Yeah.
So raw meat is dangerous as far as this is concerned. Unless you really know the person that's selling it to you,
yeah.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, don't buy it from behind like a Walmart or something, like a trailer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dad, would you ever take a bite out of a cow for a dare?
Never. Cow? You mean a live cow?
Yeah.
No. You guys are nuts.
Dad, Amy writes, what are some of your pet peeves about the younger kids nowadays?
Younger kids are just the parents take it somewhere to visit, and they cut them loose, and they don't at all intervene with their activities and their whatever they're doing, they let them get away with it. Now, here, I'll bring out a little example.
Yeah.
I happen to be rehabilitating physically in a rehabilitation center,
mm-hmm.
and certain individual walked in with two of their kids, and I was not available, but I was in a rehab center, so they walked right in the rehab center, and those kids were totally out of control.
Okay.
And the parents did not intervene to slow down. They don't believe in doing that to their kids. That's not a cool thing.
All right, you got to keep the kids in line, is what you're saying.
That's right.
So that's more of a problem with the parents.
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's see here. Dear Meathead, I got some crap from my relatives on Thanksgiving for deleting my Facebook account since I just got tired of the dumb opinions and negativity from my friends and family. Should I reopen the account or tell my family to go pound sand? Thanks, Nate.
Nah, you shouldn't be telling them go pound sand.
Yeah.
Let them send it to you. Delete it. Don't even look at it.
Mm.
Instead of giving up some of the things that you like to do.
Okay. Dad, Eric writes, Dear Meathead, my wife wants to get a pet pig, and I don't want to. She wants it for Christmas. Unfortunately, my wife and my daughters are good at bullying me until I give in. What should I do to avoid getting a pig? And P.S., if we lived in Finland, I might be more open to the idea.
Hey, listen, it's an easy thing to say, let's get a pig.
Yeah.
It's a difficult thing to take care of it, and it is really going to interfere with your life because you have to do some things mm-hmm. to please a pig, and a pig doesn't deserve to be mm-hmm. pleased.
Yeah.
Come on. Having a pig in a home, no. That's
okay.
A definite negative no.
No to the pig. All right, boy.
To the pig.
Boy, I feel bad for the guy that knows that animal. What type of animal would want a pig running around the house in the first place, right?
Absolutely.
You don't want to know that guy.
No, I don't. I got to keep checking out his hands, see if he washed it.
Like, let's just say, if you came to my house and we had a pig, you would not want to be in the same room with a pig, right?
No, I wouldn't. When the thing goes on, going, man, I want to kick him to the side.
Dad, Mark writes this. Dear Meathead, can you explain how the internet works?
Oh, boy. You're asking the wrong guy that stuff. I really am not too educated on that. But internet simply, I don't know. They put all kinds of stuff on a certain program,
yeah.
and you click it on, and it comes on. That's all I know.
Okay.
I'm just not internet savvy.
Well, you're not that bad. I mean, you can send an email, right?
Yeah, I can send an email, but then again, if my wife didn't help me, man, I'd be SOL.
Okay.
Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
All right. It says here, John writes, hey, guy, I have some money. I have some money I saved up, and I want to buy a new gun. But my wife wants new carpet in our bedroom. What should I do? Buy a new gun or new carpet? Dad, your thoughts?
It really depends on what your commitments are with your wife, as far as that goes. I think, basically, a new carpet should be the answer, because a wife really appreciates a good-looking house. She has company coming in there.
Yeah.
You and I are like maybe a bunch of slobs, and we don't care. No, the gun can go on hold.
Mm. I wonder if that carpet's torn up.
Well, then you just got to get it fixed.
I don't get, what do you, is that a joke puzzle? It was a joke puzzle, wasn't it? I'm not sure.
I don't get it. How do you get a carpet torn up?
I don't either. I'm not sure what he's doing, but he'll probably explain it to me off the air. It's something I'm not aware of. You don't have to explain
it. Set a carpet, put tiles on the floor.
It's been used too much.
Aaron writes, hi. Hey, Eric, I love the show. It's doing well, so stop stressing. Dear Meathead, last Christmas, I got into a really bad argument with my sister, who came to my house for Christmas. It was bad. I feel I did nothing wrong except to not back down, and I didn't drop the argument. She screamed me down and swore many times in front of my young children and entire family. They were scared out of their minds, and the whole family was crying and devastated. I tried to stop her from leaving and asked her to calm down in hopes of saving Christmas, but it didn't work. After a shove of my wife and almost running me over with the car, she peeled off, never to be seen again. It's been a whole year now, and with the good news of Eric's brother coming back around, I want to know if I should reach out a year later or let it breathe some more. Dad, your thoughts?
Well, that sounds like a situation that's not very adult-like. First of all, if you are in a crowd and you have an issue, you shouldn't take it up in a crowd, such as a family activity and so forth. Swallow that thing and then come back on the privacy of your own home or your own place. Choose your battlegrounds really wisely. And a gathering of a family and so forth, you should not be doing any of that stuff. However, if she is so strong and adamant about how she feels, you better let it go, because that is not going to change.
No.
It's the character of a person. It's going to stay with them unless you really, really take up a medical person to come in there and start treating him properly.
Wait,
psychologically. This is bad news. If someone's that angry in life, I'd like to keep away from.
Well, yeah, but I mean, so what does he do? Does he reach out to her or does he ignore her?
No, I ignore it.
Don't try to fix it?
No, it's not going to happen.
Well,
because she's got this personality and she's not going to give it up for you or anybody else.
All right, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one. I mean,
you can't fix crazy.
For the longest time, I kept reaching out to my brother, telling him, hey, when you're ready, you know, and then one day he was, and now we're pals again, so I'm happy.
Yeah, but you kept away from him.
No, I every so often I would check in, and I made it clear that everybody knew to tell him that I wanted to fix that, so, you know.
Well, it didn't happen during the argument with this person.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen as it goes, because they're not going to realize that they are at wrong, and they're going to continue on. This is a character flaw, and if they have this character, you got to keep away from them. You did it, and it worked for you. Let them realize on their own that they are doing the wrong thing.
But
let them come around.
Sometimes just that first step is all you need. I mean, what is it going to hurt you if you make that call and say, hey, I want to restart? You might not get anything right away, but at least you'll put the notion in her head, so I don't know. Ryan White writes this, Dad, and this will be our final word. My wife wants to do no gifts between us for Christmas, just gifts for the kids. I'm pretty sure she isn't getting me anything, but there's always a chance. Do I get her something to cover my butt, even though it could make her feel bad if she actually didn't get me anything? What do I do?
Well, if she says no gifts, it's a choice that she has made. Well, why do you want to change his mind or her mind?
Well, I think he's saying that sometimes, you know how sometimes ladies will say that and then the other thing happens.
No, just after it's all over and take her out to dinner and say, hi, honey, I love you, and let her go at that.
What if she says no gifts, but it's like a trap? She's actually going to get him a gift, and if he doesn't, he's in trouble.
Yeah.
That's really a lame thing about a person, you know. Don't embellish that thing, you know. Hey, she said no gift, no gifts.
But
That's exactly what it means. So don't push it. And she gives a gift, say thank you, honey.
Yeah.
I say get a gift regardless.
Well, yeah. Well, go ahead.
What's the favorite gift you've ever gotten as a father/grandpa?
The favorite gift I got was a necklace that my wife bought me when we were just dating.
Yeah.
I thought it was the most great thing I could have. I still wear it.
Was it a medallion? Like, because that was like 1980. Was it like a big giant medallion?
No. That I bought it myself.
Oh, yeah.
It was a very fine necklace that you can hardly see it, but that's my favorite gift she ever got me.
Wow.
Eric's going to cry now because you didn't mention one of his gifts.
No, yeah, maybe. Well, every year it's always the same thing. Red Wing hat, Red Wing shirt, Red Wing jacket, you know, I mean. So.
Well, hey, there's nothing wrong if that's what you like.
No, yeah. That's what all right, Dad. Well, you know, the plan is to see you coming up really soon here. You still haven't met your youngest grandson.
You're absolutely correct, and I'm going to hate you guys if you don't do it anymore.
Dad, I'm trying. It's not me.
Okay. Well, I know you have an issue you got to take care of, so kick the kid in the ass.
All right, Dad, I'll do it. I love you very much.
I love you, too, and hopefully we'll see you.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, to the gang, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week. You can say it then, too.
Okay.
All right, I love you.
Thanks for the call. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
It's like 2 more weeks before Christmas.
Yeah, we got plenty of time to say Merry Christmas. Hey! It's the first week in December. Merry Christmas, in case I don't talk to you.
Yeah.
Jeez. My son turned in just the other day. He said, thanks.
for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And
yeah, I don't know about the advice about don't reach out to your sibling after the fight. I think you should reach out to the sibling, whichever one that was.
How is it that you became so soft when your dad, like, has similar views, of, especially about the kid?
I don't know. I think because it
was, you saw what he did and you're like, I don't want to do that.
No, I think I saw how effective being a tough guy will get me, and I didn't get me very far. I think. Maybe. I'm not sure. Thanks for pointing it out, though. That really sounded sideways.
No, nothing sideways. Just wondering.
Mm-hmm. Time now for sports, brought to you by our friends at TDS Business. You know the type of deal where you have your phone, you have your internet. TDS Business does all that for you, and you'll save money. And you don't have to be at work to pick up the phone. They've got all sorts of setup where you can be on the road and still answering calls. All at a big savings for you. TDSVoIP.com is their site. That TDSVoIP.com. Here's Julius.
All right. Pistons, they lost the second leg of their back-to-back last night, falling to the Hornets in Charlotte, 87-77. Big game for Andre Drummond, scoring a game high, or a team high, rather, 26 points, 20 rebounds. Pistons travel to Minnesota to take on the Timberwolves tomorrow night. Another overtime game for the Griffins. This time they won it 6-5 against the Wolves. Pair from Nosek and Hicketts. Griffins are back in action on Friday night when they host the Milwaukee Admirals. The Grand Rapids Drive lost their second game in a row, falling to Sioux Falls 111-105. The Drive are back in action on Saturday. They host Delaware. And week 14 of the NFL season kicks off tonight in Kansas City as the Chiefs welcome in the Oakland Raiders. Kickoff in that game is at 8:30. That's about it, really.
All right.
Kind of a slow day in sports.
Yeah, a little bit. TDS Business brings you sports. You know what we forgot to do? We need to play the clip of, in the next, coming up in just a few short minutes, the next segment, Ted Cruz getting weird when talking about, of all things, queso. Yeah, you know, the cheese that you dip and you eat. Ted Cruz gets really weird when talking about queso.
I love queso.
The guy's voice, I'm really happy he didn't win because I don't think I can stand his voice. We'll get to that coming up at 9:08. If anybody asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That is it, my free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Part of the tons and tons of material that I post each and every week on my Patreon for $5 or $10 a month. All right, folks. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.